Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Friday, April 16, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Mission agencies are vulnerable to cyber terrorism. Prison riots in Ecuador interrupt an outreach, and graduation serves as an open door for future ministry in Ghana. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in cyberspace, where viruses, hackers, and cyber terrorists are threatening international mission agencies. Neil Glotfelty is the Information Systems Director with the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism.
Because viruses not only can come in and shut down operations, but the email viruses have a tendency of robbing your identity, stealing your address books. And security is a huge concern for an international mission agency like ours.
Transworld Radio's top computer expert John Baines agrees. Baines says smaller mission groups are susceptible, and failing to do anything could be devastating.
A Muslim hacker in the Philippines can access their computer if they haven't kept the patches up to date and put the protections on there, can either destroy the contents of the computer or find out their missionaries within his area and target those people.
We turn next to Ecuador, where police took back control of the prisons Wednesday. Inmates at 7 prisons rioted over inhumane conditions 9 days ago and took dozens of hostages. They have since been released as the government works on a bill dealing with the inmates' demands. The unrest in Ecuador's jails disrupted an extensive prison ministry conducted by HCJ JB World Radio missionaries in both men's and women's prisons. Pray that the outreach will get up and operational quickly. You're listening to Mission Network News. The World Health Organization reports that roughly 38,000 people die every day because of water-related diseases. Jerry Wiles with Living Water International says if they're able to bring clean, safe drinking water to an area, it can change the dynamic for the entire community.
It's really the key to transformation from a physical standpoint. We know that, of course, Jesus is the key to transformation, the living water of the gospel. But when people don't have water, you can't do medical work, you can't do agricultural development or food programs or economic development very well without adequate water.
Wiles says they're currently working in 16 countries and are now planning their strategy for Liberia.
We'll be working mostly with indigenous partners and local churches, schools, orphanages, and hospitals. We'll be working mostly in the rural areas. There are tremendous needs in many of the areas to just do pump repair.
Once the need for water is met, their focus can turn to sharing the gospel and planting churches. Meanwhile, a vibrant and active church is the future for ministry in Ghana. Oasis of Love's Alvina Miller's vision built the Oasis International Training Center in the Republic's capital city. The facility brings opportunity to the people.
These people who are graduating would never have been able to graduate from any school due to the fact that money is scarce there. So we give Bible lessons and we give vocational, and this way they have, we feel, the whole gospel.
Miller's pride with the center's first graduating class grew with the preparations for a second graduation. She saw the possibilities of a unified church body.
When the first graduation class heard the news of the upcoming graduation, they all decided to come and support the efforts of the second class.
And Grace Ministries International says they've had a good start to their training center classes going on in Bolivia. 15 students are currently studying. GMI teams are encouraged by the involvement of the youth in their churches. Pray that through the classes, new leaders would be prepared for ministry and the local churches will be strengthened. Pray, too, for open doors and a sister ministry to mothers and wives who need discipleship and training. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up for daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. While you're there, request a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia. You can also request it by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's the sacrificial story of the work of Indian nationals and their incredible results. That's The Call to Harvest at 1-800-995-4828. I'm Greg Yoder.